Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday, June the 16th, 2026. 6:16:26, 13 minutes past the hour, and the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944 if there's anything you'd like to talk about this morning. The Bobby Floyd Trio, hosted by Shauna McNamara, comes to the May Pavilion this coming Saturday, June the 20th. Doors open at 6:30. General admission $40, silent auction 50-50 drawing. The featuring artist LaCosta Mays, comedian Cameron Steele, all kinds of good stuff. This coming Saturday, the Bobby Floyd Trio, Marion's only native Grammy winner, and we're all looking forward to that event on Saturday. A lot of great things going on here in Marion that you will not want to miss for love nor money. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything to say in regard to the decorum conversation that went on last night during city council? That was an interesting one, to be sure. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I was wondering about a thing that's been advertised there in the mornings, a poet.
Yes.
Who announces that advertisement on there?
That is Aaron Rollins. He works at Poet, and he is also a city council person at large.
Well, you know, it sounds like Jason Schauber to me. A lot of told guys said, that's Jason Schauber. He's getting in with the Poet. And, you know, okay, that's satisfactory to me. And, you know, another thing, Scott, I've been around Marion all my life, going on 85 years, and you know what? I never did know, only some gossip about Poet. That's a thing in Marion. And the gas, or the fuel that you get from that industry, have you ever used it in your car or anything? I have. I feel ashamed of myself and not really research it in and ask it, but it's just one that passes by. I never hear anybody using the Poet fuel for automobile. How about you?
No, I never have.
Well, good. Then I don't feel so bad when a guy like you around about Marion knows about everything going on. You know, I mean, in your job capacity, that's what you do. That's what you love. But I don't know nothing about that. And I heard about, you know, farmers. But I heard that the farmers in this locale does not take corn to Poet. I heard back a long time ago when that first was taking place, they railroad corn in from other parts of the United States even. I know I don't know what I'm talking about. That's why I'm putting it on the air. If anybody could get informed, or we could have that announced on the radio. It's an industry out there that my our granddaughter, the last one, she just graduated from college. Well, she was just a little girl, and can you remember? Well, she'd be 20-something. There, she had a birthday there, but 21, 2, or 3. But who was the governor then? Because whoever the governor was back 20-some years ago, she sat on his lap, and he really talked nice to the little granddaughter, and just...
Well, 20 years?
I'm looking at her, and I said, Ted, you better get through listening to this show, because you got a lot of work to do before the little bits of rain coming, though. So go ahead, Scott.
Well, no, it's 20 years ago, the governor would have been Strickland. Now, you know, I'm getting some information here already, and apparently...
Wait a minute. It wasn't Strickland. I know Strickland. It was not Strickland. Who was prior to Strickland now?
Prior to Strickland would have been Taft.
No, it wasn't Taft.
And after Strickland, which would have been 16 years ago, that would have been Kasich.
I think that's who it was.
Yeah, so that he was in there. He started 16 years ago.
Okay, that's the one I had fumbled around in my mind. I think Kasich was the one that was governor when we had our home away from home down in Meigs County, and they flew in there and parked a helicopter right in our front yard. We was we used to go down there every other weekend for 25 years, and they had a drug raid down in there growing pot, and which now is no problem there on that. It was a certain amount.
Let that one go right through now. Hey, but Ted, I'm here's the information on Poet I'm getting as we're talking.
Okay.
We probably have used their stuff because almost all gasoline in the United States contains about 10% ethanol. It is blended into fuel to oxygenate the mixture, reduce air pollution, and satisfy federal mandates like the renewable fuel standard. Now, as far as that goes with Poet, let's see here. Poet produces... Hold on, I just had this up here a second ago. Poet produces roughly 150 million gallons of bioethanol annually from locally sourced corn. So it is locally.
Okay, now listen, that's good and dandy. That's, but it don't say where. I know that we aren't the only Poet industry in Marion. They're all over the United States of America, probably, wouldn't they be?
Yeah, but this is the one at 1660 Hillman Ford Road.
Okay. All right, though. So what you're giving me, and that was a lot of information real quick for me to absorb in my little tiny brains this morning, that, yeah, it does come locally from our fellows that's farming right around the neighborhood, correct?
That's what it says.
If they want to do it there, they go to wherever the price is, right, like any other business, you know. If they buy, if they get a better rate, they're going to go there or have it sell it there. I don't know what I'm talking about, you know, right down to the point. But I never give it a thought about it. Have you ever thought about it? Like you thought maybe you could on our gas pumps, it says that right there, that fuel. But do you know anybody that's ever pumped it in their car? I have never done it. I never even thought about it. I don't even know what it compares with the fuel that we pump into our cars today. Have you got that information, please?
Well, I think it's 10% of what they do is in our gasoline. The gasoline that we use, according to what... almost all gasoline in the United States contains about 10% ethanol.
Okay. But then, in other words, we don't have a pump here at one of our filling stations, say down there, that we use that because it's a cheaper price. It's just a mixture of the fuel that we're buying. It's in that fuel. Okay.
Yeah, because I've seen gasoline and diesel, but I've never seen pure ethanol.
Where did I see that though? On the, it says regular and then another brand, and then they got that one on there. Do they or don't they? Or am I just taking a... I can't, I'll tell you, this gas on different places, when I'm traveling, I don't want to know what the price is. You can't take your eye off the road and be talking fast. You've got to rear end.
That's right. You'll end up in a whole nother place.
And so it's main for the main arteries. Well, you know what? If we had main arteries going through this town, we would have really a lot of businesses really overwhelmed with people. But that's the trouble. We don't have the main arteries, but anyhow, I'll get back on that. I'll get off of here. You know, I go downtown Marion. I've always been concerned about Marion and everything like that. But every time you go or every time I listen to your show, it's every day, that you talk about an industry or something or a restaurant or something, you drive down West Center Street or any of the streets, and you try to tell me if I'm going down there, I want to see Applebee's. Well, it isn't a sign like we got Applebee's out there on the main drag. You can't see any name of any restaurant going downtown, and if you do, well, you get run over with the truck if you're trying to slow down, gawking in there, seeing where this restaurant is. And it seems like they aren't lit up with a space special or something like that, you know. So I'm going to get one more. I know I'm blowing around and jumping around, but I do like doing that. Carol and I used to go out to Applebee's when I was working, and I would call her on the phone before I come home, and I said, hey, is this Carol? Yeah, this is Carol. What do you want? Well, would you mind going out with me tonight, and let's go out to Applebee's and have some appetizers. She said, oh, we went out there one time. I love being with you. Yes, let's do that. And we used to go there and have appetizers and stuff like that, and really loved just going out there after I got off work, you know. But you know what? The funny thing is, I told Carol there just before I called, I said, that's when, you know, she hasn't walked for 40 years, so she's been in a wheelchair. And I said, they always went into Applebee's. Oh, how do, folks? And they always wheeled us clear back in the corner of Applebee's. And we sat back in the corner all alone. We wasn't up there in the main area where all the people was. I think maybe the wheelchair would stick out. I don't know, but I had to laugh about that. But I think advertisement and stuff and having something small, you said like a barbecue, have something, maybe you can go in and get a hamburger, sit down and get your hamburger, and that's about all you have, you know, you don't just, my dad used to, I heard him say something when I was a little kid, he said, you know, them people up there, they're just lollygagging around, I wish they'd get moving, you know, did you ever hear that word?
I have heard that, I've used that word.
Huh?
I've used that word.
Oh, have you lollygagging?
I've said, come on, we got to move here. Don't lollygag around.
And I've heard people say on your show and stuff, too, in traffic, you'll look up there, and there might be 15 deep, and that light's green. But the chain reaction going back there before you start moving, it seems like it's a minute and a half. Have you seen that going on, too?
Oh, gosh. I had that last night when I was turning on to centers, or 309 down by Harding. You wait a while.
Yeah. I can't understand. If you got the light, you'd be out, and the rest of them would be. But if you're traveling 90 miles an hour, there's a guy or there's a vehicle within a foot of your bumper at 90 miles an hour, you know. But in town here, it seems like that gap. You ever heard a train when it starts taking off, the engineer brings the throttle up a little bit and starts getting tick, 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 tick. That's taking the slack out of the train, see? But these cars today downtown, every time I go downtown, they just sit there and I see two cars get through a real big intersection. It could have been 15, but I
know they're lollygagging around down there.
You make me laugh. I'll see you later. Bye, Scott.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right. The phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Always good to hear from our good friends, Ted and Carol Jolliffe. We're getting another message. It comes from all places now. It's not just the telephone. It's the messenger. It's the social media. It's the email. Okay. Today, apparently, is Take Your Cat to Work Day. I don't think that's a good idea. And Bob Welsh down in Columbus has sent me a picture here of his cat. Let's see here. His cat is on top of his computer and looking at me. Kind of a nice-looking cat, brown cat. Bob, if you want to call in and tell us about your cat today on Take Your Cat to Work Day, feel free. 740-383-9944. I don't know if this is Bob's cat or if this is some other cat. You know, by the way, Bob, I cannot reply to your emails anymore. Every time I try, I can get your emails, but every time I try to reply to one of Bob's emails, for some reason, it sends it back. I don't know what's going on. I never used to have that problem. Maybe Bob put me on the old block list. 740-383-9944. Feel free to give me a buzz here, and we can talk about anything on your mind. Go ahead, caller.
SS Pears, I have a few minutes, so I thought I would share some tidbits of juiciness with you.
All right, don't lollygag, Adam.
Let me talk to Alexa. Alexa, turn the volume down. Gosh, she just does not obey me sometimes. I actually assumed that was Jason Schauber. When Ted said that, it's like, duh, it sounds just like Jason. They kind of sound similar, don't they?
Well, Jason doesn't work at Poet, no.
Okay, because I know he does do farming and stuff, something to that effect. But Would you agree, as a radio person, there is a similarity in their voice and their delivery?
You know, honestly, I never thought about it. I'm going to have to listen next time it plays.
Yeah, I kind of assumed it was. Isn't it, I guess, kind of ironic? I know Jason has really short hair, and he's kind of got the male pattern baldness going on. Aaron's got the longer hair, right?
Yeah, he does.
So I guess they may sound alike, but they do look very different.
This is true, yes.
So that does tend to happen. Maybe you saw the photo I put on Facebook. Maybe you didn't, but I thought maybe I'd give you a quick summary of Milwaukee yesterday.
Yes, you're in Milwaukee, going to be an extra.
That was yesterday. I'm back.
Oh, you're already back?
Yeah, well,
that was quick.
Milwaukee to Chicago is a pretty quick trip, especially.
No, I just thought, I didn't know if it was a long shoot.
Well, yeah, when did we finish?
You played a gangster.
Like about 10 p.m. So
right?
10
a gangster.
p.m. the trip isn't bad. If I were to leave right now, who knows when I'd get there.
You were a gangster, right, Adam?
No, actually, you look at the picture on Facebook. Again, there's always adjustments made, and I actually played a police officer.
Oh, okay, well, that's good. That's not hard to do.
Yeah, well, it's just the interesting thing is it's very different from what I played last week. So maybe if your listeners would like to look at my Facebook, and you would, I know you don't really like to comment, but this isn't really a political type of comment. Do you like me better as a candy raver or a police officer? Because especially, you know, knowing me, how could I have two more different parts? So I'm kind of going for the candy raver because I'm thinking about that. I used to dance like that many years ago, and I still do if I go out and dance. I just don't go out and dance as much as I used to, but I think I should take it up again because I thought I did awfully well. I told you. On one scene, the director even told me to tone it down a little bit, that I was dancing a little too crazy, which is actually a good thing. And she kind of said it in almost a joking manner. But if you look at the picture, we took a group picture. I just took the part of me on the picture. There were six people in the picture. And I was told just to look tough. So I think I did look kind of tough. So I'm definitely a person of versatility the last several days. And in the scene, just in a general sense, we had a car-based entourage of police officers, and I actually was driving. I drove through the part of Milwaukee where the filming was done in this scene, which was interesting. I'd never done that before, and it was really a lot of fun. I thought I did okay, no accidents or anything. It was kind of cool, and when the final product comes out, it'll, of course, look like a much bigger scale due to the expertise of the producers and editors, which certainly is far beyond my ability.
Well, that sounds good. And you had a good time?
Yeah, it was quite fascinating. Waited a bit before they did the scene, but it was okay. It was nice outside, and you always meet interesting people.
Well, that sounds good.
Really, as I may have mentioned, you ever been to Milwaukee?
No, I've never been to Milwaukee.
This is the second time that I've been there. The first time was for a client.
Did you just burp at him?
No, I think I'm not quite sure what I did.
No, I thought it might have been a burp.
I think I sniffled.
I thought maybe you had some Milwaukee beer.
Yeah, unfortunately, that wasn't part of the trip, and I just I had to make sure I had enough energy.
Oh, there was another one. Was that a sneeze or a burp?
No, more of a sniffle.
More of a sniffle, okay.
It's you know, I have hay fever, so it's hay fever season, but it's okay. And I'm on about 2 hours of sleep, so I'll probably continue my sleep later, so I think I sound a little bit better. But I'm not quite as my usual kind of hyper, nervous energy self. But first time I went to Milwaukee was for a client, and I drove all the way up there because they bumped my pay up for the trip, and I don't think anybody else took the job. And it was an easy job with a nice lady, so it was fine. But not overly impressed with Milwaukee. I mean, the weather's not the greatest. It's cold, and the summers are pleasant. A lot of daylight because it's so far north. But I've not seen a lot of it. And I know Milwaukee does have some of the urban problems that many American cities do. It's not the only one in that category, but don't really see too much excitement over there, and it's a fairly large city. And you know, there are two major league sports teams. I mean, Green Bay isn't far, and that's of course the big pro football team up there for the Cheeseheads. But I just and the beer, but I'm just not seeing really too much in that area. I think I might like Madison better. It's kind of a large college city like Columbus, and artsy. Probably more like what I'd be used to, except the weather probably is even worse because it's more inland. So I don't think I've ever been to Madison. Maybe that's the better of the two cities. But I think Milwaukee just does need to work on its image and its infrastructure. You know, the potholes are, understandably, with the weather there, the potholes are horrendous.
What?
I was expecting that I'd like Milwaukee a little bit better.
Well, I'm sorry to hear it didn't turn out fantastic.
No, the event was wonderful. Just I'm saying, like, second visit to Milwaukee since I've had my place here, and I've not been overly impressed with it. But again, as I've read about it, they do have some of the urban problems that many of large American cities do. Maybe things will turn around as there certainly is a ongoing legacy with the beer and et cetera. You know, the Cheeseheads and the America's Dairyland, they do have nice-looking license plates.
Well, that's good.
And I'd say the people seem friendly. Gas is much less. What's the going price for gas in Marion right now?
About $4.15, $4.20.
Okay, I looked up gas prices, of course. I'm in Sam's Club and Costco, but I got gas at Sam's Club for $3.65. Isn't that good?
That is good.
Yeah, and I was at a hotel for one night, so Walmart was a few blocks. I went there, then I went a couple miles more to Sam's Club, and I went just to get gas. And yeah, $3.65.9. That's quite good by today's standards.
Maybe people in Milwaukee don't drive a lot.
Well, if they drink the beer, they shouldn't be driving.
Well, that's true.
Maybe that's part of the reason. I don't quite know. I can't say again. The potholes there have their own zip code, and especially some streets is just one after another. I'm just pretty good at dodging potholes and speed bumps. Just anywhere I live, that seems to be a problem. But it's explainable with the very continental climate they have there, and being on the lake.
I would say so.
But again, yeah, people are friendly. I mean, Upper Midwest in general has that reputation. But I'm just hopefully maybe the third time whenever I go there, I will find the city to be a bit more to my liking.
And you can get a Cheesehead.
Yeah, I can wear a cheese hat, for example. But I would imagine if they knew that I were a Reds fan, they probably wouldn't be super happy with me. I mean, the Brewers did switch for the National League, the opposite thing that the Astros did. And Cincinnati is still fairly close, so I would imagine there's an arch rivalry of some kind. People are very loyal to their Packers. So being a Bengals fan, I'm sure they wouldn't be too happy about that.
Well, I'm sure
they're
forgiving.
They might laugh
people.
About Chicago losing the Bears, and that would be reasonable because it's very sad, as we've talked about.
This is true.
If it does happen, it's not officially happened, but it ain't looking too good at this point. Whereas Green Bay, a relatively small city, has had this team, and this I think was a great idea. I think you may have talked about this, that they're owned by shareholders. People, fans can own part of the team. I mean, that is a good idea. What they've done there, and keeping it in a small city, is quite spectacular and quite very, very innovative and smart. So give them credit for that.
You got to be innovative these days.
Anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think that's good. I think that's good.
The accident on the news, very, very sad. I know that there's been hundreds of comments on Facebook. Very, very saddened.
Apparently, yeah, we talked about that.
Didn't know Mr. Tyler, but apparently he was well known and well liked. And it's It's 30 years old. It's sad. I don't know what to say, folks. Be careful out there.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Adam.
Well, have a nice day, Scott, and stay cool.
Thank you. Bye bye. Yeah, of course, Lincoln Tyler, unfortunately killed on Saturday night, early Sunday morning. On Presidential Drive here in Marion, apparently motorcycle hit a curb and just horrible. But, yeah, like getting a lot of comments, getting a lot of shares, but I think you know, anytime somebody young dies in that way, that's the reaction that you will get. And I think it's because we hope all these things are preventable. But unfortunately, they're not. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. 37 minutes past the hour here. Always good to hear from people out there in the listening audience. I say some days it's feast or famine. Today it's feast. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I use them old-fashioned stains. My dad said he'd come up with some dandy. He'd make me laugh when I'd be around him. And I use them today, and they're still good laugh. But, yeah, I'm interested in hearing Bob call in and about his cat. He's kind of a cat's meow, isn't he, Scott?
He certainly is.
I heard a cat's meow.
He is. We want to hear about his cat.
Did you hear... have you heard that old-fashioned saying in your time?
I have heard that one, yes.
Yeah. Do you think Bob down in Columbus to the cat's meow since he's got one on top of his computer?
I think he is the cat's meow. Now, would you would you take your cat to work?
Well, I never had a cat. I was always a dog guy, outdoor rabbit hunter, and then I had a rabbit dog and bird dogs that pertained to hunting. But... my sister had a cat, and they called Smokey. He was black and white. He weighed 18 pounds, and he was all cat. He was like a miniature tiger. And we'd put the ironing board, that's another old thing back in my days, we'd put Mom's ironing board across the kitchen doorway in the house, in the house there, and then she would take a tin cup, my sister, and tap it on the floor, and old Smokey would be in the living room. Boy, he'd whirl, and he'd go there, and I loved seeing, I can still see him now, he'd go airborne right over that thing, and she had a little thing there, a cat food for him. So, yeah, that's my coming up in old times. A cat's meow, so maybe Bob will let us know about what he's going to take to work tomorrow.
We hope. We got 21 minutes. We hope we hear from him.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, Bob, we want to hear about your cat there. I don't think it's an 18-pound cat, but a cat nonetheless. Today, apparently, take your cat to work day. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz here. We're always interested to hear from our listening audience. 740-383-9944. Or if you want to talk about decorum last night at City Council, there's that as well. Maybe Bob's not near a phone. I don't know. 40 minutes past the hour here. 20 minutes left in the program. 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you. Talking about decorum, the rules of decorum at last night's City Council meeting. Also talking about Poet and ethanol, biofuels. This morning, very interesting, talking about Adam's trip to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Always things going on interesting there. So here we are. Phone lines are open. Is anybody going to call in? 740-383-9944 on this Take Your Cat to Work Day 2026. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I just had a couple of comments about the decorum issue last night, and I wanted to say that, you know, I just wanted to give a shout-out, really, to Aaron Rollins and Ralph Smith. I think they're both listening to the people. I think they're both sincerely, you know, trying to debate this and gain knowledge and understanding in this. It's one of the few ordinances or anything that, you know, hasn't zoomed through with an emergency clause, and we, you know, haven't suspended the rules and all of that. So, you know, I appreciate that. I think Mr. Rollins expressed last night that he can't understand why we're even wasting our time with this ordinance, in that we have rules in place already, like so many ordinances that we have in place that aren't enforced. And he said that if we, you know, if we have committee chairs, or if we have a, you know, council president who fairly fairly and justly and equally across the board enforces the rules, then why we're even debating this is just a waste of time and effort. So I think if you look at, you know, I got up and spoke for a second, and it's like any time there's a gathering of anything, they're conditioned. If you're sitting in the council seats and looking at the audience, so to speak, the audience usually splits up as the left side kind of politically and the right side politically. And I noticed at one point and brought it to council's or the committee's attention last night that you can watch the body language. You can watch the body language of the police chief. You can watch the body language of the committee chairs. And it's a knee-jerk reaction that if they hear a sound that comes from a certain side of the room, they react to it. When they hear sounds on another side of the room, they don't react at all. And this is all available for everybody to watch if you view the videos that they take of the committee meetings and the council meetings. It's out there for the public. And view this and pay attention to don't pay attention to the person speaking. Pay attention to the body language of the people listening. And you can see it's a very obvious bias. And it's like they've conditioned themselves. And I don't think it's even, they do it on purpose. I don't think they do it on purpose. It's just something that they've conditioned themselves to be at right now. And, we really got to kind of stop these knee-jerk ordinances. It seems like, Dan Clark he admitted that, he basically got butthurt because, of comments from the gallery or the audience or whatever you want to call it. But as I said when I spoke, that you can watch in different committee meetings, council meetings, whatever, when different speakers speak, and Naomi Craig brought this up earlier, there's a bias. And it's very obvious. There's a bias in how things are administered in this town. There's a bias in the downtown situation and, a sidewalk down Leader Street. As I said last night, I think we all would love to work together. We'd all love to get past this arguing and get to some solutions that involves everybody. I mean, show us you really care. People can't stand to be talked down to, and, it is what it is. But
now, did I hear you say last night that you're going to run for city council?
The thought is crossing my mind. That got brought up because I was permitted to speak last night, and then in the midst of speaking, all of a sudden it turned into, well, why are you speaking? You don't even live in the city anyways. And every time I get up and speak, they've had to vote for me, and Mr. Dan Clark has voted against me before. He kind of gave his tacit approval last night, which they didn't have to vote. Mr. Smith allowed me to vote, or to speak. But it was in reference to that all of a sudden it was turning into, well, here, I need to shut Phil down. We don't like what he's talking about, so I got to try to shut him down. And I think that's what this decorum is about. They can't stand not having any control over that. And they can't stand that they have to sit there as a public servant and sit there and take it from the public.
Well, that's what
And on that respect, I don't respect Mr. Smith. I see he's listening. But we'll move forward with that.
Well, see,
but as I said, he made the comment and wanted to, So I live out in the county. I had some health issues 2 years ago. My house out in the county is basically shut down at this point. I'm moving into a rental property that I have on Jamaica. And I'm going to officially change my address, my voting address, and all of that because I'm just going to be here for a while. I didn't think I would be. I thought I'd be able, but I'm going to be here, so I need to change my residence status. And I'm just, as I said last night, I got involved in all of this because some crap with a fucking neighbor that Malcolm Smith, our former code enforcement compliance officer, you know, likes with plays favorites, and now we have Zach Himmler in there that's doing the same damn thing, and it pisses me off. This is what pisses the public off. You know, you bend over backwards, and I'm not against Luke Henry. Let me say that. I like Luke. I see the points. I think Naomi Craig has some very valid points. I think Mr. Henry has, in America, in the United States of America, I think we all have the right to freedom of speech. We have social media, and if he wants to reach out for what he wants to reach out for, he has that right. We can all say we don't like it, we discuss this or whatever, but he has that right to do it, as does Naomi or me or anybody else.
Right, I think that's right. But I, you know, here's the thing back about this decorum thing, to make another point. Here's what I think. See, okay, like you said last night, they want to put power where they can stop people from doing that. They could do that now. I mean, committee chairs and the president of council have the right to shut anybody down right now for any reason. And they've done it in the past. That's what I do not understand. This is why I'm with Aaron Rollins.
Aaron Rollins has put that on the record consistently since this has been brought up.
Right. I mean, if Ralph wanted to shut you down last night, or wanted to shut Naomi down last night, or wanted to shut Ashton down last night, he could have done it. I mean, there's nothing that says they can't do that. And same thing with Mary. And again, as I've said before, there have been council members ejected from meetings. There have been citizens ejected from meetings. I haven't seen that in a long time. So
sure. Let me hop in here for a second, though. As I said, I see Ralph in a different light now from the original person I met and saw, you know, months ago. So I'm trying to work with him. I'll work with anybody. It's not about liking somebody or disliking a public servant. It's about whether they do their job or don't do their job in the way I believe they should. So, as I said, I'm not against him. But you could tell that switch to, I thought you didn't live here in town. I thought you, that was a control move. They wanted to shut me down. They were tired of listening to me rant. He should have gaveled me. At one point several weeks ago, a person got up from out of county, and it's the first time I've ever seen it, really, was voted down and wasn't allowed to speak. I had no forethought of even getting up and speak. I'm a pretty spontaneous person. And when that happened, And Bill Dichtel was one of them that voted him down, and so was Mr. Clark. And I think other people did, too. And that's why I got up there. And I'm not trying to be cocky, but it's like, I was like, I dare you to vote me down. I've got a big mouth. And I didn't get voted down.
No,
the only person
thought
that voted against me, the only person that voted against me was Danny Clark.
Right. And I think
I'll give him props for standing on it.
Right.
You know?
Well, and that was a weird night, and I think we talked about that the next morning here.
Well, it's bullshit.
Yeah. Well, it's
listen to your people. Listen to the constituents. Listen to the people that voted you in, and we'll vote you out. I think there's a wave coming through, and I think that's what it's all about. Again, as I said last night, you know, we got another issue. I'm not going to get all into it, but is with this dumpster thing. We keep finding out that there's things that the haves have known about and could do for 3.5 years and could rent a city dumpster and have it sit at your house or home or whatever it is you're trying to clean up and only be charged $50 per dump, no per diem for the days it sits there. And there was no knowledge of this put out publicly to the public, but it was told to be by Mr. Cowell, and I like Rob Cowell, and I'm not against him, and I wasn't against him last night, but he is the person he is the point of contact on this now. He inherited this problem from Mr. Bodine when Mr. Bodine resigned. Again, Republicans resign. They get your vote, they get you in office, they get in office, and then they resign, and then they appoint who they want in there. That's not representing the people.
Well, it's a valid point. I agree on the dumpster thing. I thought that was, and I don't know, I'd like to know more about that. I mean, I don't know. For people out there listening, what happened, apparently if you live in the city, and in the last 3 years, you would have called the city. They will bring a dumpster to your home if your home is considered blighted, that they can, you know, get the junk out of there for $50, and they'll dump it for $50. But apparently that was never known by the citizens, and now that it is known by the citizens, they want to restructure it and possibly raise the price. So,
yeah, and isn't that ironic that now, after 3.5 years, started out it was 3 years, and then it was 3.5, so I just want people to remember that. I think that's important at a later date. But for 3.5 years, certain people knew about it.
Well, let me say this. I want to make sure I get this in on this. I am not accusing anybody of lying. I don't know who enacted that rule, and I don't know anything. Okay, but here's what I will say. If you set up a program like that, whoever set that up, who said, okay, the city is going to supply a dumpster at blighted homes, and cost is going to be $50 for us to haul away the junk. Okay, I understand why they did something like that, but if you go back and find out who authorized that, I bet what you're going to find out is that that was something for, when I say certain people, I'm not talking about any particular group of people, but I'm guessing that was for people who were property owners, possibly. That was people who were trying to get rid of blighted homes at the time, and they didn't have the money to haul the stuff away. I don't think that program was ever supposed to be open to the public, and now that the public is aware of it, I think they're trying to say anybody could do it, and probably technically they could, but if they wanted anybody to do it, they would have advertised it then.
And now they're going to make it public. And now, guess what they're going to do? Like bus fares or anything else, they're going to raise the price. So now that the public's actually privy to it, and they're going to get to use it because now it's out in the open, now we get to be in the club. But it costs more for us to be in the club. The club members used to get it for a certain price for 3.5 years, but it was open to the public. Well, how would we know about it, though?
Well, that's right.
Well, and I'm not accusing anybody of lying either. I'm asking for, this sounds, like I said last night, this just smells foul.
Well,
and this is why the people of Marion are sick of I love the rap buses. I think they look awesome. I think it was a total fucking waste of money in the situation that any competent person, if you're not balancing your budget and you don't know how much money you got, you don't go spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on feel good, make shit look, you know, put lipstick on a pig crap.
Right. Well, my guess is, and I guess it's my final point on this dumpster thing, I think when it was found out that this was being done, I think they realized that if everybody in the city wanted a dumpster for $50, there's no way the city could supply that. There's no way the city could deal with that. So now that's why the rules will change, because I don't think it was ever meant to be a public program. I think if you would have asked, they probably would have done it, but I don't think they ever wanted to advertise it, because I don't think the city has that kind of
sure, and I think the people that did ask were people that knew the people that knew. And they said, oh, yeah, you call in and, you know, drop my name or say whoever sent you or whatever, and that's how you got in the club.
Well,
this is exactly what I'm saying.
Well, that's what I think.
It's not about love your city. It's not about all that crap. It's the haves and the have-nots.
Thinking
how much money they could have generated, even at the $50, or if at that time, you know, instead of 3 years, just even 3 years ago, they'd have brought it out and said, you know, we'll do it for $75 a pop. It still would have been cheaper than the trash transfer.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
And look at the good that it could have done for drive up and down the streets of Marion.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
Look at the houses. Look at the trash. I drove around yesterday and got hundreds of pictures of houses with just garbage strewn everywhere. And I'm not trying to pick on people, but where is the enforcement on that?
Right, but what I'm saying is I don't think it was ever meant, I don't think that program would have ever been introduced, because I don't think the city has the resources to put out 50 dumpsters.
And again, I'm not trying to put Mr. Cowell on the spot, but his words were, and you can look at the video, it has always been open to public. It just wasn't out there for the public.
Right.
And that's a paraphrase.
But I think that's the answer to somebody realizing that this program exists. Well, now
that's
we've got
a PYA answer, and I would encourage Mr. Cowell. I like Mr. Cowell. I would encourage the man, and he does. He does. He's not a party line guy, but I would encourage him. Don't muddy the waters that were muddy when they were given to you. Stand on what's right. Do what you need to do to resolve this in the fashion it needs to be resolved. That's what builds confidence in the administration. If you find one, I mean, we've all seen how they go after people they don't like. We've all seen how they go after Miranda, how they go after Mr. Reese. They're not afraid. We need to hold everybody to the same standard. That's what leadership does. They say, you know what, I'm sorry it was this person. I thought this person. Well, you know, we've all known people and done things, whatever. Well, I can't believe they did it, you know. Da, da, da. Okay, but you need to own it.
And I think
otherwise, you're as fake as they are.
And I think that's a point. Hey, thank you for calling.
Have a great day.
All right, phone lines are open. We got about a minute and a half left here. 740-383-9944. And I just want to be clear. I'm not saying anybody's being dishonest here. I assume if you wanted a dumpster for $50 to clean up your property, it probably would have been done if you had asked the city directly. But I think what has happened here is now that it became public that this was a program, that this was being done, the city realizes that they cannot... There's no way they'd have the resources to do this for 50 or 100 people. All right, go ahead. Bob, Cat Day.
Keep calm and meow on.
I know. Well, we got a minute. Tell us about your cat.
Oh, well, he was teaching me the songs for Take Your Cat to Work Day, and I couldn't call him right away.
Okay, so your cat is what kind of cat and how many pounds?
He's probably 7 or 8 pounds.
7 or 8 pounds?
Just a gray tiger cat.
Tiger cat. And you have taken him to work today?
Yes.
All right. And
you saw that. He was typing a message for me on the screen there.
Is he listening to the program right now?
Yes, he is.
Is he a fan?
Well, he said he need more fish on the show.
Is he pro-decorum or against decorum?
Oh, he's very pro-decorum. Okay. He likes to keep a tidy house.
Nothing like a cat with a and you know how you get a tidy house, one of those $50 dumpsters from the city.
There you go.
That's how you do it. Thanks, Bob.
Tommy Terrier. Oh, tuna can, oh, tuna can, you are so hard to open.
And Bob, for some reason I cannot return your email. You send me an email.
We'll try it again, because I think I fixed it.
Okay.
Try it again.
Thanks. I'll do that.
See you later.
Thanks, Bob. Bye-bye. All right. Happy Take Your Cat to Work Day. Well, the cat's pro decorum. There you are. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll do it all again. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Well, I don't say it keeps me up at night. I have to think that nobody likes criticism, but some...